going through the book. Praise God. We thank the Lord that his word is already anointed and settled in heaven.
Amen.
It's already anointed and settled in heaven. And we thank the Lord for that he is already in the house. He is already having his way. He is already speaking. Thank God. And I tell the Lord, whenever I come here, I just read, and you say whatever you want to say. Amen. That's all. I just read and let him say whatever he wants to say. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I submit to the Lordship and the power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody just shout a hallelujah praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody just call his name for me.
Jesus.
I heard that there is power in the name of
Jesus.
I heard that there's deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
I heard that there is healing in the name of
Jesus.
Put your hands together. Oh, great King. So we read in here. And where is my phone? Praise God. I need it. Glory to God. Somewhere. There it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not to time me. I'm not timing myself. If we go until 5 o'clock today, well, Pastor David wouldn't call me back, but that's okay. So I have to make it my best 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Brother Michael. I tell you, I feel the presence of God. I'm coming into church and I was excited. My God. Excited. Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
So, yes, Jasmine. That, you see that? Jasmine is backing me up there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, the Word of God tells us here in the book of Matthew, and I'm going to go through some of these verses as quick as I can. I'll try. Praise God to go through these verses. And in this book here, with Matthew, here, the first verse here tells us that, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. So we know he entered is Jesus. So he passed over and he's in his own city, the place that he was brought up. Amen. His own city. And verse 2 says, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. So here is Jesus. He has passed over, going to his city, his place that he came from. And as Jesus got there, one thing I love about Jesus, man, there was always action.
Yeah.
But it wasn't action to degrade people. It wasn't action to be fighting and murmuring and backbiting. But always, anytime Jesus showed up in a place, your spirit would be lifted.
Amen.
My
Amen.
God, if Amen. You couldn't walk, you would walk. If you couldn't see, you would see. Because Jesus just came on the scene. I know what I'm talking about. You know, he just came on the scene. You know, when you were a child and your parents came with candy, my God, everything was nice and pretty. You loved it. My God, they came when you grew up into a teen and they came with your brand, the brand name that you love, you like, you wanted. Everything was nice. And then as you were young adults, you got your job, you got your first paycheck. My God, you love it. You were happy. My God, I got money. Whatever you wanted to party with them, whatever you wanted to do, it was your money, right? Amen. But when Jesus shows up, everything is all right. Amen. So here is Jesus, and the people knew. They knew because they got wind of this man and what he was doing. So they came. It's amazing that we who represent and carry this Jesus, and when we show up, nobody want to be around us.
Oh God.
They won't come at all. Because some of us, though, we're Christians, and we're gosh, I don't know, and we're saved. Lord have mercy. We got to go back to the cross. So ain't nobody coming because there ain't no power following us. The only power following us is the power of our flesh. But when Jesus come in this time, Jesus came in here, they brought this man. And the Bible said that, my God, he said to the man, he said, listen, your sins are forgiven. And now this is in the church, let me tell you, because wherever Jesus was, there was church. Service was happening wherever Jesus went. The church, this is not it here, this is the building. But if Jesus was outside on the street of that poor, a crowd would come along Jesus. And Jesus would have church right there in that place. He would heal the sick man, he would say, deliver, and people will be set free. So wherever Jesus went, my God, the song teller, he was doing good. The word of God says, wherever Jesus took, there would be a crowd. So this was happening here in the church, and Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. But here came the scribes, here came the Pharisees, and they say, who is this man talking about sins forgiven in the church? In the church. In the church, sometimes we have some Pharisees people.
Oh,
they're too far to see anything.
Oh,
they're too far. They don't see. They didn't see it. They didn't hear. In the church, and you know me, I tell you guys, I don't speak about all the church down the road. I'm speaking about this church.
Yeah.
In this church, they are too far to see something.
Oh,
so they can hear and they say, hope these sins are forgiven. This man blasphemes. And the word of God continues in verse 4. And Jesus, knowing that God said, wherefore thinking ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say that sins be forgiven, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up that bed, and go unto thy house. My God, I want you to turn to somebody and ask them, why are you here?
Why are you here to serve the Lord?
Why are you here? Just go home already. Why are you here to church this morning? Why are you in the house of God? Why are you here? Why are you here? In this house. You see, here is Jesus performed this miracle. And he heard them. He heard the Pharisees in the house where service was happening. They were talking. A man was being blessed and they were talking. They were measuring in the minor things. Who do you think he is? How could he think he can come here and say thy sins, or pick up your bed, brother, and you walk? And a miracle took place. They missed the miracle that took place. A life was changed and transformed. And so in the house of God, instead of we connect with God and we connect with the people that we see God is moving, we stand like the Pharisees in the house of God and complain and major in the minor things.
My God.
And God is saying, I'm performing a miracle here. I'm trying to get you to another level. I want you to get to the place of these men who brought this sick man in. They believe that I, the Lord God, is able to raise him up. But you missed the thing. You missed the miracle. What you decided to do here is to talk. What you decided to do is to touch. That I am God. And I am able to do abundantly all that you might ask for things in my name.
My God.
In my house, in my place, in my presence. My God, Jesus said, well, I want you to understand something. But you may not know, but I want you to know this, that the Son of Man had power. You see, the Bible said that the Word became flesh. Listen to me. The Word became flesh and walked on the earth. He was God, the living Word. The Word, the written Word, became flesh, became alive, and walked and sat among men. The Word of God became flesh and sat among us. The Bible declares that the Word of God, Jesus, the living Word.
Miracle!
need a miracle. Somebody needs a miracle. God, somebody needs a miracle today. Jesus. The problem with us is we think people are perfect. People are not perfect. People mess up. We mess up. I mess up. Ah, my God, the problem is we keep our eyes on people. We keep our eyes on people. Our eyes got to be on. I can keep my eyes on you. You are not going to do it for me. Oh, I can keep my eyes on Sister Desiree. Oh, don't keep your eyes on me, because I might be up today, but I might be down tomorrow. I might be happy today, but I might be sad tomorrow. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So that's what we say. We ain't got time for them. We see a miracle here today. That's all we need is a miracle. All I need is a miracle. My kika ta 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 ta. And I see that passport, my God. Ah, you see, Jesus, even before I go there, ate. Jesus understood his purpose. Ah, glory to God. He knew. He knew that he came. He came with a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Ah, glory to God. Purpose. Let's just look at this quickly. And I'm going to verse 8, I think. Purpose. The purpose definition is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Something exists. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I? Some of us, we live through life, my God, in the house of God, never understanding our purpose. Some of us, when we hit that, maybe me 50, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, glory to God. We will understand our purpose. I mean, the true purpose, why we are here. Some of us in our 20s, some of us in our different age range, we would understand. But when we come into the fullness of the purpose, you see, sometimes God, and not sometimes, all of the times, God has to allow us to go through some testings and some tribulations and some pain. Oh. And we cry and we are broken in spirit and broken in heart so many times. And God, what he's allowing and why he's allowing that is because he is getting us into the place to fully understand our purpose, the thing we were created to do, why we are on this earth, what is my purpose and my reasoning for being here. And that is why I ask you to ask your brother or your sister today, why are you here? Do you thought I was thinking about why you started speaking about why you're in the church? No, sir. I was talking about asking you, why are you in this world? What is your purpose? If you want to see this a movement in this church, let us come to understand our purpose. If we come to understand why God has us here, there will be a different move in this church.
My God. But
the reason why we're up today, come tomorrow, we're here today, not here tomorrow, if we don't understand our purpose in the kingdom of God, the reason why people trouble us and we don't stay on track is because we allow people to trouble us, is because we don't understand our purpose in God. Because here we're going to see Jesus. We're going to see Jesus display that he understood why he came. My God, quite clearly. So the Bible says in verse 8, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled. 9, and as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Jesus just did this miracle.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, with Jesus, there was always action.
Amen.
Acts and didn't only start, it didn't begin, originated in the book of Acts, you know.
Come on.
Oh, no, sir. It did not. Action was happening. It just was a different thing that was happening there, a different way. But action was happening because, yeah, Jesus finished. He finished with this man that was sick. And he finished to correct the Pharisees and let them know what time it is and let them know, listen, I have power to forgive sin. And here's Jesus going again. And Jesus got here. Jesus said, look, Matthew, help young. Come on, young man, let's go. Let's go, young man. God got an army marching through this land. Deliverance is your song and healing in your heart. Everlasting joy and gladness in your heart. And in that army, I've got a part. God said, come on, Matthew. I'm giving up my army. Come on. Let's go, Matthew. The Bible says that Matthew left everything and went with Jesus. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you still running after this? That doesn't make any sense. I tell you, when you hit this age, thank you for 50, Jesus. When you hit this age, you begin to understand all the money in the bank don't do it for me. All the boyfriends don't do it. Like I can't say for me, I got a husband. You know what I'm saying? But the girls who don't, or the girlfriends don't do it. All the education doesn't do it. We're not saying it's not good to have that. But I'm saying you don't bank your money on that. You don't book your life on that. You don't put God on hold for those things. Because they will perish. So many people die. And that's the end of it when they die. But we look here for purpose, understanding purpose. You see, I want to say what the late Dr. Miles Monroe said here. He said, purpose is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish.
Your assignment.
You know, what you were born to accomplish. And vision is when you see it in your mind and begin to imagine it. You see it in your mind. I was speaking with Pastor David this morning, and I was saying, you know, every single person has a purpose.
Amen.
God has given it to us.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. Your purpose is not mine. Mine is not yours. Your purpose is not more important than my purpose. And nor is mine more important than? Absolutely not. But God has given it to us so we can accomplish the things of the earth that he needs us to accomplish.
Yes. Amen.
But sometimes we take it personal. Because somebody don't agree with your purpose if God gave it to you. So what? I really don't care. If once God gave that purpose to you, he never said to you, when I give you, I place this thing upon you, I'm going to have a slew of people who say, yes, but go. That's purpose, but go. Never. It's not in the word. So it's okay. I don't expect people to go with me in my purpose. But I do know that God has some people. But I don't want to know that you want it anyway. Some of you is gonna pull me down, keep me back, and slow me on. And I don't want you to go on yours either, because I might do the same thing for you too. Not everyone is called to walk in what God has called you to walk in.
Amen.
And that's okay.
Yes.
All you need is just two people that he called. All you need is just one person that is just the same thing on me and he's tied up. We don't need a lot of you in here. No, we don't. I just need one. I just go with the Holy Ghost, God, Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Ghost. And in time, God's going to speak. But sometimes we want to drag everybody into our purpose. No, it's not going to work, because if they don't see it, maybe it's not the time. Just go with what God put in your heart. And you have to tell everybody either when the time is right, it's going to come up. God's going to show it forth. It's going to show itself. Purpose. So everyone has a purpose. And purpose is when you know and understand what you were born to accomplish. because there is no vision. They are not seeing it in their mind, so they cannot imagine the pain. They cannot imagine it. And just how now he, if you can imagine it, and you come in and you say it, and then here comes again the Pharisees. So what do you think he is? Where are you getting it from? What's happening? Pastor David. Yes. I'm not hearing him. Preach, wife. Y'all pray for me. My husband is a good man.
Amen.
I'm a pause for a cause. The Super Bowl is tonight, and so they pause for a cause. All right, give me a break. My husband is a great man on the board. He's a great man. He is. Love people, my God.
Jesus.
Hard to help people. It's the truth, I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you. He will take my last chair in my house and give it to somebody in need.
It's okay. Okay.
More is coming.
But it's okay, Sister Sharon will buy me back the chicken.
Amen, amen.
But I'm serious. He is like that. He's like that. He's a person who would hear a need. He's ready to help. He wants to help. And so I praise the Lord for that. Yes, he's a people person. Amen. Praise God. So we see here, what time we got? Okay. Praise God. So we see here that these are the self-righteous folks up in here, up in the church. They're self-righteous when you think about it, you look at it, and say, have it all characterized by a certainty, especially as unfounded one, that one is totally correct or morally superior. Self-righteous, someone self-righteous. No. You have to do it this way. That is not how you put the chair, Sister Sharon. It had to go that way. That is not how you come up here and pray. It's back the other way. God help us.
My God.
So convinced. We are narrow-minded. That's what it is. Narrow-minded, legalistic group of people, the Pharisees. They kept the law. That's what they did. So here, in 9, I think I'm in 9. Are you all looking with me here?
Yes, 9.
I'm in 9. Amen. And as Jesus passed forth, okay, he called Matthew, so I'm in 10. He said, follow me. And it came to pass when Jesus sat at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans. Well, here's.
When I was reading this, I almost say, shoot, many Republicans. I'm serious.
Lord Jesus. Republicans, yeah, don't go and see. I didn't say that. So many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Many of the tax collectors, they came and they sat down with him. Oh my God, not only did they sat down with Jesus, sinners sat down with him too, two different categories. Sinners sat down with Jesus. Come on, Matthew, let's go. And when the Pharisees, here they come again, the fact to see people, when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eat at your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but to sinners to repent us. My God. Jesus, here comes the Pharisees. They look at Jesus, they're in the church again. And Jesus came here in the corner with
together, you come out of your baby.
Here are the Pharisees in the church. And they said, but this man is the man who just did the miracle. This man is a man who's serving the God that we are serving. And he's sitting with those tax collectors, riffraffs, just reputable people. He is sitting with sinners. Really? So how come Pastor Allison hanging out with that person when you see? And she's a stripper, number one. And he's a pimp, number two. And she's talking and hanging on with them. Well, I love Jesus because he always have a cool comeback. He said, well, you know what? Pharisee, since you got it going on, I didn't come for you. All you religious folks, I did not come for you. I am not here for you. When you go to the
hospital,
you see sick people. I'm not here for the healthy, I'm here for those who are sick. I'm not here for the righteous, I'm here for the sinners. You are a sinner, you know he can speak for you. If you are a sinner, you know he came for you, he came for me. He said, that's who I came for. I came for those who were broken, those who don't know my God. If they're going, I'm coming. I came for those, I'm here for those. My God, and I love healthy, those who need a savior. I am here for the broken hearted. I am here for those, my God, who've been abused and molested, who've been raped and torn down. I'm here for them. I'm not here for you. You're righteous, so I'm not here for you. But I'm going to get the shoes off my feet. Lord have mercy. I'm going to take it. I got it. But I'm just saying.
Thank you, Lord. You can't
get the shoes off my feet.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not here for you. If you don't think, hallelujah, because I need to run around. Hallelujah. And I don't want to break up my poor little old feet here. Now that I'm in this age here. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, you got to praise God. Don't make me. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, you said, I'm not here for you righteous holy ones. I'm here for those that are broken. I'm here for those who need their hearts to be healed. I'm here for those that they have broken. That you call them beautiful. Reputable. That you call them rocks. I'm here for them. I'm here for the sick. I'm not here for the healthy. I'm here for those who say, God, I need a savior. I need a change. I've been going through this too long. I am so broken, God. I cannot do it anymore. God, you got to help me. I'm here for the sinners. Those who have there's a need. You don't have a need, Pharisee. You believe only in Lord. In ceremony and all of that, and that's not the purpose. That's not going to save you. But Jesus understood his purpose. He understood his purpose. You see, with the law, what happens with the law? When someone sinned, they would do their blood sacrifices. But we must understand that only lasts until another person sin again, or until I sin again. But Jesus said, I come to fulfill that thing is done away with. We're not going to do that anymore. I'm the sacrifice. I'm the one that gave my life on the cross for you. Do you know that? I'm the one who died. I stepped up and I said, this much I love you. I died on the cross. I'm here to fulfill it. I'm here to fulfill it. He said, what I want you to have, my God, is have mercy, not sacrifice. That does nothing for me. I want you to love them. Love the people because I brought you out. So you can go and bring them home to me. We walk around the church.
Amen, amen.
We walk around the church backbiting. We walk around the church gossiping. That is why we can't move. And go and we need to go in God. We got to shake those things. The old has gone. The new has gone. It's a new season. It's a new day. God wants to do something. not the same on a purpose. Ah, she da rakata kubu kuto to 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 to. Rakata de keto sata. My God. Ah, hallelujah. And the word of God says, and when the Pharisees saw that, no, 12, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, ah, no, we did all of that already. He came to the sick, amen. Go and learn Zacharias. We did that. 14. Then came to him his disciples of the disciple of John. Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but the disciples fast, your disciples fast now? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. So that which is put into fillet taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, as it runneth out, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. And while he spared these things, here comes again someone else. This is what's happening here. I tell you, every time with Jesus, there was action. Every time with Jesus, something was going on. But the something that was going on was giving life. It was giving life, my God, to people. And here is Jesus is saying, how come we are fasting? How come that one are fasting, but not your disciples? Jesus said, back up, I'm still here. Back up, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. He said, listen, this is what I want you to understand. What I want you to know is that I'm about to do something new. No longer are we going to the old way. That is done because I'm here. I'm here to fulfill. I'm here to fulfill that law. I'm here, my God. There is a new thing that is coming. And the Bible tells us that in the book, my God, of Isaiah. Glory to God. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is, the message from. I am making a road through the desert and a river in the badlands. You see, God had just dealt with his people. He was tired of their mess, and he had just dealt with them. My God, he had just dealt with them in chapter 2 of the book of Isaiah. So he was here in chapter 43. Oh my God, chapter 42, now 43. And he's saying, listen, I'm going to do this. Listen, this is what's happening. God is saying, this is what happened. I'm about to set my son. Something new is about to come. Someone new is about to come on the scene. He said, this is what I'm going to do. Because this is a prophecy here also. This is a prophecy of the newness that's coming, of the Spirit of God that's going to come down after Jesus is crucified, after he comes and walks. Here is, there is something new. There is something you cannot put all things into new wineskins. What is God is God. What is God is God. Let me tell you something here to make it applicable for us today. What was in the past? Is it the past? Forget the past. What it did to you? All that wants to, all of that craziness. Forget the past. God wants to do something new. That's why we can't move. We come in here. That's why we cannot worship the way we need to worship. We come in here because I remember what John did it. I remember what Sue did it. I remember how Pastor was here. I remember how he said that was here. I remember how he leader was here. And how he said that was here. You're coming here on the Father husband. On the Father husband. And everybody has you. Who did you hurt? Who did you hurt? Who did you hurt? It doesn't work one way. It doesn't say that you hurt them, but you didn't. It doesn't say that I broke you, but I did. But who did you hurt? but you're coming puffed up. And you're coming like we have to beg you to praise God. And we have to beg you to walk in your purpose. And we have to come on, people. Watch it. Sacrifice for none of us in here. Don't come in here because you think it's Sunday, so I have to come to church. You think it's Wednesday, so I have to come to church. You think it's Friday, so I have to come to church. No, I have to come on Zoom because it's service. No! No sacrifice. No sacrifice. He said, you cannot do it. It cannot happen. I came. I'm the new thing. I'm the new thing, said the Lord. I'm the new person. I'm the new thing that I'm talking about here. I'm Kashabana. Oh, I'm the new thing. Behold. I will do a new thing now. Shall it spring forth? Shall he not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. My God, in the wilderness, where do you hear that? I'm going to make a way. I'm going to make a way in the bad land. When you look at pictures of the bad land, there is nothing in that land there. He said, but streams. Streams are going to come down. Streams are going to come down. Where you feel there is death all around you. Where you feel on the inside of you, nothing left. He said, I'm going to make a way. I'm going to put a stream in there. He said, but I'm the living water. If you open up your life to me, if you give your heart to me, if you trust me to take care of it, I will do it for you. But you've got to open up and let me hear. I am the living water. I am the water that you will never, ever thirst again. I am the Lord God Almighty. I am the holy water of Israel. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus took flat footed and he continued after that. He continued after that. Miracles after miracles. Miracles after miracles. Signs and wonders. They did not move it. He did not allow them to. He planted his feet upon this rock. Upon the rock, I shall not be moved. He planted. I'm here to tell you in this church, you got to plant your feet. It doesn't matter what people do. It doesn't matter what people say. You will have all kinds of people in the church. When they manifest like that, you know they're walking in the flesh. You got to plant your feet and say, I shall not be moved. I got a purpose in God, and I'm going to fulfill my purpose. I'm going to walk in my purpose. When you do that, it shows maturity. It shows that you're growing in the Lord. Come on and worship him. Oh, send them a kuta. Come on and worship him.